Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and I want to wish everyone a happy, happy, happy Christmas and a very, very prosperous New Year.
Hello, everybody. This is Chica Sumter. I play Layla on One Life to Live, and I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Enjoy, guys. I love you. I wish nothing but the best. Peace. This is Stardust Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is December 12th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. My number here is 347-945-5423. Make sure you call in and participate with our guest. Monday's show will be Brandon Barash from General Hospital, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday will be Greg Ricart and Melissa Claire Egan, also at 10 p.m. And Wednesday will be Aiden Turner from All My Children, at 10 p.m. Next up, let me see who we have here on the phone. I have Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Joanne, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm freezing.
Are you really? It's still cold out there in Texas.
We're doing some Christmas shopping and walking around in the cold, and it's so cold.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, well, I think this is my guest, so I'm going to pick it up and hope that it's him. Jake, is this you? Nope, that's not Jake. Okay. Well, anyway, next up is a young, talented actor who plays one half of the super couple known to fans as Nuke on As the World Turns. So I would love everybody to please welcome to the show Jake Silberman.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
So treat. You, Brandon, say hi to Jake.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm cold, but I'm good.
Where are you guys right now?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
You are in Austin, Texas? Okay.
I'm up in Buffalo.
You're in Buffalo? Wow, that's funny. And I am in Lower East Side, in Manhattan.
Yes. I'm not too far from where you went to college, Syracuse.
No, you're not. It's cold up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, it's in the low 20s right now, so it's holding its own.
Yeah. How's the snow?
You know, it hasn't really been that bad where I am. I'm, like, up in Hamburg, right on Lake Erie, and 1 or 2 inches here and there, not too much to speak of. A little bit further south in Buffalo, the southern counties have been getting it, like that ski country. They've been getting the feet, you know, 2 foot, 3 foot, you know, but not too much up here yet.
Yeah, it'll get fun. It'll get fun.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see it. You know, it's been a long time since I've had snow. I was in Florida for almost 14 years, so I'm definitely excited for a nice white wintry Christmas.
Well, I hope you get it.
Thank you very much. So, Jake, you are going on Rock the Soap Cruise.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be a whole different climate down there.
That's right, it is. That's right, it is. So you're going on this cruise. Tell me about this, how you were approached and what your thoughts are, what's going on.
I'm really excited for it. You know, it's a straightforward approach. You know, pretty much I think it was somebody spoke to the Van about it, and Van spoke to me, and I said, you know, definitely count me in. I'm into it. It sounds like fun. And, I'm like literally counting the days for it. I think it's, you know, I've actually never been on a cruise. So
really?
It's going to be, I have never been on a cruise. So then this is, I hear, is like one of the classic Carnival, you know, big style cruises, you know, one of the ones with the movie theaters in there, which I could never really understand. I always thought that was cool when I was younger, the idea of a movie theater in like on like a boat. I just thought that was amazing. But now I just, I'm going to cruise. Don't go to a movie.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on that cruise, a lot of performances. You're going to have a nice big beach party and,
we have a beach party. You know more than I do. That's great.
Oh, yeah. You're having a beach party. Aiden Turner is going to be DJing the kickoff night. He's going to have a nice big party with an open bar.
I'm looking. I'm on the computer right now looking at what we've got. The beach party. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Oh yeah, you're definitely going to be talking it up there. So we're trying to get a lot of As the World Turns listeners to get on that cruise. Now, on being on As the World Turns, did you guys really have any fan events that you did like this?
We always do. You know, we do SoapFest in conjunction with Guiding Light, and all my children down in Florida. I've done it twice so far, and they've both been really fun. Both times I've gone. They were two very different experiences, I got to say, because the first time, you know, was before I just aired for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I even had aired at that point. So it was fun going in obscurity, and then it was a whole different experience going the next year, but it was still a lot of fun. Everybody's really nice. But yeah, this, that's the only thing I could equate to this. We haven't done anything, nothing cruise-like that's going to be, crazy.
Right, right. Now, I mean, I've never been to one of the Soap Fest, but, like, how many fans would you say attended this Soap Fest?
I don't know. I think 300.
Okay, so you're going to have a nice little intimate thing here on this cruise, hopefully, where you'll be able to sit and chat with the fans and you know, be able to mingle a little closer than you would with 300 fans. I mean, like ABC does with Super Soap, they have thousands and thousands of fans that show up for that. So this is like a whole nother thing. Yeah, it's a big thing they have down in Disney. And this Rock the Soap Cruise is kicking off their new Soap Nation tour sponsored by SoapNet. And the idea is to bring the soaps closer to the fans, to their hometowns, into smaller, more intimate events, such as their idea for this cruise. So you guys will get to mingle with your fans really nicely on this cruise.
That's great. I hope. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, great. Well, Brandon, did you have any questions for Jake before you have to go? I'm sorry. I know you're cold.
Oh, my God. I have a million questions.
Go for it.
I don't know where to start.
Well, spit it out.
I guess my main question is a two-part question, and I guess the first part is kind of whether you like it or not, or whether you embrace it or not. You're very much a pioneer in terms of the part you play on the show and what you do, and I'm wondering how you feel about that, first of all, and second of all, if you're worried about being typecast in future roles based on the part you play now, which is such a high-profile role and so recognizable in certain parts of, you know, the entertainment world. I'm wondering if you're worried about being typecast in the future.
I'll answer the first part first. The first question, I don't know. It's always great to hear, you know, when somebody says something like, you know, use a powerful word like pioneer. I've never really felt, you know, like that. I feel like, I don't know, I'm just kind of playing this role and you know, trying to do it, you know, in a realistic way. And it's always great to hear somebody, you know, somebody like you say that. It's just, I kind of have to remind myself that every now and then that it is an important thing, because I look around, you know, and I see that it's not, you know, it's not a story that's told a lot. And I thank you for
the maturity and grace that is.
I'm sorry?
And with such maturity and grace as it is being told with you guys. I mean, it's really quite unique and really quite something, the way the show's approaching it and the way you guys are playing it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, but really I can't, it does actually help to hear somebody say that, because it just kind of reminds me how, you know, I try to put all that kind of like out of my head and just try to play it like anything. And I still think that's the right thing to do. So in that, being in that mindset, I can kind of forget that it is, you know, I mean, I, you know, it's, I don't know, either way, it's really nice to hear. And to answer the second part, no, I'm really not worried about that. I think, I don't know, I mean, I'm kind of basically playing Noah as just being a sensitive, you know, young guy. And I don't think, you know, I mean, in terms of being typecast as going after only gay roles, I mean, I'm not worried about that. I don't think it works like that out there. And I think people have been really responsive I'm not worried. You know, I can do other stuff too, so it works out.
Yeah. But very few young soap actors are kind of thrust into the immediate spotlight the way you were, and I'm just wondering if you felt that pressure, and if you anticipate any pressure in the future based on, you know, your first shot out of the box was such a huge triumph that I'm wondering if you're just worried about being locked into that.
No, I mean, I just hope to kind of always, I mean, I know I kind of lucked out with such a, you know, in the soap world, such a high-profile role, but, you know, I don't feel that in my day-to-day life. I don't, you know, it's not something that's overtaken my life in any way, and I just hope to kind of use this momentum, you know, and to kind of go from, you know, I mean, I'm loving what I'm doing, and I just kind of want to keep the momentum going with the storyline, I just think it's a unique role, and I really couldn't have asked for. I knew going into it. I felt like it could be something special. I was kind of told, you know, when I got the role that I was going to be on for 3 months, and I kind of took that with a grain of salt. I was like, yeah, really? I don't know. I just could want to see where it goes. And I've been on for, you know, a bit longer than that. So
yeah,
I just had the fun the whole time.
You're absolutely marvelous, and I'll tell you what, having grown up gay in a small town myself, you know, all I really had was, you know, kind of television to look at in terms of, you know, a world bigger than the one I knew. And on television at the time when I was growing up, we had, you know, like the Ricky Lake Show, and that was pretty much it. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I feel very envious of these kids who have things like Queer as Folk and The L Word and your show and you guys, you know.
Yeah, we
presenting
see
this relationship is absolutely normal. I think it's a really great, honorable thing that you're doing, and you're doing a marvelous job.
I really appreciate it. I really do.
I think you're both fantastic. Tell Van I said hi.
I will. I will.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Joanne.
All right, honey. Go get warm. Okay. Yeah, Brandon's a really big fan of yours. How do I get in there?
A sweet guy.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, no, really, it's always nice to just kind of hear that. It's kind of easy for me to forget, I guess, also just living on the Lower East Side that,
You know, other soaps have tried it with gay characters. General Hospital toyed with it a little bit, you know, a while back, and it really just never developed into anything. And All My Children actually is doing it with a lesbian couple, which is doing very, very well. So,
great.
Props to you guys, props, because you're doing a great job.
I just want to take this, because I have a little form to say, I just saw a great movie today. I don't know. I just saw Slumdog Millionaire, and I got to say to anybody listening who hasn't seen that, that really is a great movie. I mean, I think Danny Boyle is a great director. I've loved him since Trainspotting, which I do think is one of the most influential movies, well, I was just going to say of the 90s, but I think, you know, basically of the past 20 years.
What was the name of the movie?
Slumdog Millionaire. I'm not sure what the release for that is right now. I mean, I know it's playing at a bunch of places. It's playing at the bigger theaters here. I think it's you know, slated for a wider release. Everybody just look out for it. It's really...
Okay. Well, evidently some people in here have seen it, because they're saying that it's really a great movie. So, yeah, so I guess some people have seen it in the chat room. They're talking about it. So.
Good.
Okay, well, we have a ton of callers for you, Jake. I hope you're excited, because you got a bunch
of people.
Let's go to area code 214. You're on the phone with Jake.
Hi, Jake. It's Larissa.
Hey, how's
Hi,
it going?
June.
214, where is that?
Huh?
214, that area code. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kaufman, Texas, actually.
From Texas?
Yes, North Texas, to be
cool.
Exact.
Nice. How are you doing down there?
Yeah, it's definitely chilly. We've been getting a little bit of that cold air ourselves.
Really?
So it's, yeah, I'm kind of afraid we might get our snow a little bit early this year.
Ooh.
And everything, because we don't get that until January, February, normally. And
yeah, everything's so screwed up now. Our winter starts.
I know. I remember when I was like six, my dad, we were stationed up in Kentucky because my dad's retired Army. We came home in shorts in December, no less. And the next morning, there was snow and ice on the ground, so it,
not anymore.
It changes.
Yeah.
It changes.
How you doing?
I'm very, very good. Just excited about what's coming up with the storyline, I think, more than anything.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think there's some good stuff coming up.
Yeah. Well, see, I can sort of relate to what the storyline is and everything on both yours and Dan's characters. And because I've even talked about it on FanHanses.net, and I even mentioned it on last week's podcast that we had, that I had dealt with addiction myself. It wasn't with alcohol. It was with a prescription drug, and I've been clean for 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And so I can see where both characters are coming from. And so it's been amazing to see it play out. So
yeah, it's definitely it's something that I don't think any person who's really suffered from any affliction or addiction fully kind of gets over. They always, you know, it's always kind of there. And I mean, you know, and I think that's just that we've seen it. You know, you've always got to maintain vigilance over it. And you know, I think when you don't, you can fall into a lapse like Luke did, and you know.
Yes, I completely agree on that. I have my doctor put it in my record not to put me on the painkiller that I was addicted to, and that way I don't get put in that temptation, I guess, if you want to call it. And but right now I'm so confused at which way the storyline's going, but I know in the bottom of my heart that your characters are going to find their way back to each other.
Do you?
Yes, I have every confidence.
Mm.
He's not
I can't confirm nor deny.
I know you can't. I know
you
can't.
Keep watching.
Well, I'm going to. But I know you can't.
No, I think you will be intrigued and happy by some of the events to come.
Ooh.
But it's a roller coaster. You know, you might be happy for you might be happy for a day and then, you know, miserable for a week. I can't promise.
I'm used to that. I mean, and stuff. My biggest thing is that I've already decided that I was going to come to New York next year for the luncheon, so I'm excited about that.
I will see you there.
So you're going to be there?
At the luncheon, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Very cool. Cause I've never been to New York, so this will be my first trip up.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honored to have anything to do with your first. I mean, I'm sure you're coming to New York to see New York, and we just happen to be there. We just happen to be doing that on the same day.
Yeah,
but.
Well, let's put it this way. The show and your characters gave me the incentive to want to travel out of state for the first time on my own.
Oh.
Wow.
So
That's fantastic to hear.
Yes, and everything. So I'm excited and nervous all at the same time. It's a bundle of nerves.
Don't be nervous. It's exciting. You know, I mean, there's really nothing. I mean, you know, New York is, it's kind of been strange because I grew up here, but when I visited other cities, there's, if you can go and just kind of like fall into the circulation of the city and just feel the energy of it, wherever you are. I mean, I can't really, I'm so envious and in awe of people that have come to the city, like basically like, you know, with what they've carried and, you know, just kind of gone for it. I think that's amazing. And, I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic for you to visit. There's so much to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's for me, I know for a fact, it's going to be better than when I lived out in L.A. Because I lived out there and when I was younger. And I wasn't wild about it. Everyone's not wild about it.
Well, when you get to New York, you're going to feel the energy, and I'll tell you right now, the first thing you want to do is just walk everywhere. You're not going to want to be on a bus. You're not going to want to be in a cab. You're just going to want to walk every place that you go and just soak it all up.
Yeah, well, I'm up for the challenge. Let's put it that way. I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, very good.
So I hope you have a good holiday, Jake.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
See, how amazing is that you got someone to leave the state for the first time?
I don't know what to say to that. I can't take the credit for that at all. You know, whatever resonated with her, it's her that is doing that, you know. She might want to accredit it to us in the show, but that's all her.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what will impress me? If I can get 5 people in this chat room to book a cruise on rockthesoap.com so they could go hang out with you and Van. That would be pretty impressive to me.
I'm not too dorky, you know. I can hold a conversation.
There's going to be a beach party, people. Let's go.
Beach party.
Beach party. DJ Aiden Turner is going to be rocking it up on the first night. Open bar. Hello.
Open bar.
You know?
I think there's more stuff than that. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, God. They're having so much stuff. They're having karaoke. They're having a casting call. They're having, Torsten K from All My Children is doing an exclusive. Kelly Monaco is going to be on the cruise. Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer and Cassie DePiva are going to do a number from their Divas of Daytime show that they do. So, yeah, there's tons and tons of stuff for everybody to come and see. And you know what I love about it is that, you know, it's a crossover of networks. You know, I say this to everybody that's been on the show. I've had a lot of people on that are going on the cruise with you. And you got CBS, you got ABC, you got NBC. I mean, you've got everybody there. It's just a fantastic compilation of daytime.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. And Van knows how to party. It'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on to the next caller. 817, you're on the phone with Jake.
Hey, Jake, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, you got another Texas person here. I'm probably about 30 miles from the other caller, so we're going to keep it down here in Texas for a little bit, I guess,
yeah,
in this cold.
Yeah,
you got a lot of fans down here in Texas, Jake, that's for sure.
I have no idea. Hey,
yeah, yeah. All over the world, of course. I mean, there's someone in the chat room right now from Australia.
Yes, she is.
So that's pretty cool. And props to you and Van for what you guys have done. Again, the word pioneer does come to all of our minds when it comes to such a great storyline and what you guys have done. So props to both and continue to do the great work. And we hope you guys are on there for a very, very long time, like Lillian Holden. So, question is this. I know that we haven't seen the new characters of Jade and coming back to be in the storyline as such and the other new character. How is it bringing in new characters, and are they going to be part of y'all's storyline, or is it going to be something just short-lived like the other one's Maddie that's coming back, Jake?
Yeah. It's like real life. You know, when people come in, people are going to play different parts in your life. They're going to be around for some of them a shorter amount of time, some of them for a longer amount of time, they all affect, everybody affects us. And, you know, they are coming back for a reason. I don't want to go into, I can't go into detail.
Right, right.
You know, everybody's coming back for...
How's switching the Maddie character out? Is that gonna? How's she doing? Has that been a difficult thing to do, or did she just jump right in and start with the role?
No, Kelly was incredibly talented, and it was a lot of fun working with her. It was a scheduling, a problem with conflict that Alex couldn't come back, but you know Kelly was, Alex had her own project that she was working on, but Kelly's really wonderful, and it was great to have the character back.
Oh, absolutely. I think so too. Awesome. Awesome. Well, great. Well, there are several people that we will be there on the cruise with you.
Okay.
It's an open bar. So, a couple of, drinks and some conversation, if you will be great. We'll have a great time. Again, just thanks to what As the World Turns you and Van are doing. So hats off to you guys. Happy holidays to both of you. And don't forget about the Spirit Project that's going on. I think we're up to about $4,000 or so. So it's going very well for that this year.
Oh, you're taking part in the we're really thrilled about that. That's so great.
Yeah, we are very glad that we have so many bands that are participating in that and helping that cause. It's just It's outstanding. So, very much so. Well, Jake, happy holidays. Thank you so much for taking your time tonight. And again,
happy holidays to you, and thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And tell Van we said hello, too, and happy holidays.
I will. I will. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye. That's so cool. Another Texas person. You got a lot of fans in Texas.
What are the odds?
Many, many. I'm telling you, I'm going to look here for this one coming from Australia soon. We have one here, area code 267. You're on the
phone. Hi,
Hello?
Jake. Hey. Hi. It's Jamila.
Hey, how are you? I'm good. You?
I'm good. I already asked you that. I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place here tonight. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah? Just relaxing at home in New York City?
I am. There's actually a little gathering going on in my living room right now. I'm in my room, but it's shaping up to be a fun evening.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Well, let's see. First of all, I just wanted to say that, well, it's fun getting to talk to you again.
Likewise.
You. And, aw, thanks. And what was I going to say to you? See, I had questions already for you, and now they've just kind of gone. You're doing an amazing job, I have to say, on the show right now. And I've always loved Noah, and I don't know, your portrayal of Noah just kind of, I love him even more. And I empathize with him with the decisions that he's making right now because, you know, he really does care about Luke and he's worried about Luke right now and he's just trying to figure out the best way to deal with the situation that he's been put in. So
they've been through a lot, haven't they?
They have. They've been through so much. And it's really incredible to watch you and Van do it every day.
I have to say, the whole thing, this whole experience I am so thankful to have been working with Van throughout this. I just think he's such talent and he's
Van's
such a
amazing.
Great guy.
He's amazing.
I just really couldn't have asked for a better person to work with. He's great. And, you know, I feel like I've made a best friend throughout the process. So we it's just great.
Yeah. And the two of you just work so well together. I mean, I came in actually watching during the first kiss. August 7th, 18th, I sat and watched the whole week of shows, the whole week, and just watched you two together, and I was just struck. I was like, wow, okay, yeah, those two have this connection, and it's a beautiful thing to watch because I think you guys still got it, and it's something that some actors don't get together until they've been together for years at a time. It's not always instantaneous, but
or
I don't
never.
Know.
I mean, honestly, some people. I mean, yeah, no, it's.
Yeah, but you and Jake just have it. But I do have questions for you, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Question number one: you've been on the show now for a year and a half on screen, a year and a half, and I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite part about playing Noah so far? What has been your favorite storyline or the best thing that you think you've done?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the whole process, I was just thinking about it the other day recently, and I'm just kind of very thankful of the past year and a half. It's just been a really wonderful time. I definitely don't take any of it for granted. I just love going to work. Especially to be a working actor in this climate and to be part of a storyline that actually touches people. I really am, you know, I've just been really thrilled and have loved the entire experience. I mean, there was one time I was just thinking back when we were filming, we were taping out by the Statue of Liberty at the end of the storyline with Noah's father and Amira. And, you know, me, Van, and Tala were out there, and I just remember it was just so nice. It was just like, I was like, this is where, we're going to work on this boat with a beautiful view of the Statue of Liberty. Like, we're going to work. This is great. Like, you know, it was a wonderful moment, and I feel lucky to have had a number of those. And I hope there's more to come. I'm sure there are.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more of you. And I'm glad you're coming to the luncheon next year, because maybe, just maybe, I might have some of that bread that you like so much that you actually got to eat this time.
I remember that bread.
And my other question was about, at one point you mentioned that you had been doing a short film. Was it Good Night, Elizabeth, or Goodbye, Elizabeth, or something to that degree?
Yes, you have a good memory.
Yes, I do. I wanted to know whatever came of that. How did that go?
I don't know, honestly.
Oh, really?
I think it's been shown at some festivals. But honestly, that's one that you guys are going to have to dig up. I'm not going to put that one out for you.
You're going to make us do some digging, huh?
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to make that one easy for you.
And one more question, and I promise that I'll probably have a lot more questions for you if I do get to go on this cruise, which I'm trying. I'm trying. My other question for you is, have you been doing any more auditions lately? Do you have anything coming up in the pipes, or have you done anything recently?
There's nothing to speak. No other projects right now. I'm just concentrating on the show. And believe me, you guys will know when some other stuff happens. I promise.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jake. I do hope you have a very good holiday season. Oh, yeah, wait. So I've heard through the pipeline that you're not going to be able to go see bands play.
No, are you kidding? I'm definitely
going to
go see it.
Are you going to go see it?
I actually, Van told me that somebody was upset that I wasn't there. I actually had to go to another friend's play, the opening, so I didn't even try to buy tickets for it. And Van told me that they were all sold out for like the entire run. So I made him. I go. I had no idea that it was gonna. I had no idea it was so limited. And
yeah.
But he said that they announced some more dates, and he's gonna get me a ticket. So there's no way I'm missing his show. Are you kidding? No way.
Oh well, that was what I said, because I was thinking, oh my God, you should have gotten a ticket on principle. Because you're like,
there's no way I'm missing the show. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
no
well, me and a couple of others here, I remember, are going to see it next weekend. So we're definitely going to catch it ourselves. we definitely got to see this. So you have a very good holiday, and thank you very much for talking to me. It's good talking to you again.
My pleasure, Jamila. You too. You have a great holiday.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I think this is my Australia caller. Hello?
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 What?
Can you hear me?
Hey there. Yeah, Sam.
How's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good.
Where are you calling from? Whereabouts in Australia? I've actually been there.
Oh, really? I'm in Perth.
I'm sorry?
Perth.
Oh, Perth.
Have you been there?
I have not been to Perth. I've been to Melbourne, Sydney, out in the middle of the bush there, and I think we just like passed through Perth. But no, I definitely, my friends have been there. They, you know, how is it down there? I'm sure it's warmer than here.
Of course. Yeah, I got we had a work function yesterday. I got pretty badly burnt, so I'm staying in the shade today.
Nice.
Mm.
Yeah, Danny's going on the cruise.
You're coming
on
the cruise?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
About 24 hours on a plane, I think.
Sorry?
It's about 24 hours on a plane, so.
Wow. Have you been on a cruise before?
No, it's my first one.
Hey, you and me both.
Yeah, it should be good.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're not worried about being trapped on a boat with your fans for 3 days?
Oh, man. No, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you,
What's that?
Sorry. I was going to say, are you surprised about having so many fans outside America? I mean, we don't even get as the world turns here. We just I have to watch on the on YouTube.
I mean, I think that's, I don't know, I couldn't be prouder of that, I guess. I think that's great. You know, the fact that, you know, this storyline is, I don't know, hopefully just gotten to you. Like, you know, you've resonated with it and, you know, that's, and you're coming out to see us. I think that's, I really appreciate your support.
Yeah, well, my best friend lives in Colorado, so I'm coming to see her. We're just doing the cruise together. Not that it won't be great seeing you or anything.
Well, that's fabulous, Danny, that you're making that trek.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you're particularly looking forward to on the cruise?
Yeah, karaoke should be pretty fun.
Oh, I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, really? You going to challenge me?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll be doing any, oh, no, I say that now. Of course I'll be doing karaoke. I know I
will. Bob is going to make you do everything, Jake. Are you kidding me? You have to do it. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, you don't even have to twist my arm. I love karaoke. It's
mm-hmm.
not a...
Do you have a favorite karaoke song?
I just like doing, like, you know, big 70s glam rock ones, whichever like, I happen to be, like, hearing recently. Like, I don't know, like, maybe, like, something from Hello or, maybe a Bowie. I don't know. I'm usually hampered by the limited selection of the machines. It's quite frustrating sometimes.
You always want something that's going to get everyone into it, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a great time. So, Danny, when you get on that ship, make sure you find Jake so he knows who you are.
I'm pretty
Definitely
sure I'll be able to follow the harem of women. So.
Oh, yes, definitely. He'll be having a harem following him.
But, yeah, okay. No, it's going to be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to, I don't know, it's like you said, it is a more intimate experience, you know, for us to kind of, you know, just be in touch with the fans and get to know what people are resonating with specifically.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thanks for calling in, Danny.
Thank you for
Yeah, Danny, it's a pleasure. Did you have any questions,
yeah.
Danny, before?
No, we've got the cruise.
Okay.
All right, Danny, thank you.
Thanks, Danny. I'll see you in the cruise.
Have a good holiday. Bye. Yep.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Australia, huh?
That's amazing.
Yep. YouTube is a magnificent tool, Jake.
What's that?
YouTube. That's how they watch you, on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I'm telling you. All right, let's go to area code 202. You're on the phone with Jake.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's Scott in D.C. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm having a good time.
My question, I have two questions.
Go for it.
Who would you like to work with on the show that you never work with? And two, would you rather have Syracuse football be in the BCS or win a daytime Emmy?
Funny thing, I was never a big fan of, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. If you said Knicks, if you say Knicks going to the
right
anywhere, I'll take that. I'm not that big a Syracuse football fan. The Giants repeat again, I'll take that. But, yeah, over that particular matchup, I will definitely take the Emmy.
You take the Emmy?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like, you know, the awards, you know, they're great. Hey, I would like to be nominated, you know, this upcoming year. That would mean a lot.
I think you should be.
I appreciate that. But, you know, it's already so much to, you know, the fans have already meant more to me than really any, you know, awards could at this point. I mean, I'm really not just saying that. I think it's, you know, it's great to be acknowledged by your peers. That would, you know, that would mean a lot. That would mean something to me. But the support I've gotten from Rudy has been unique. So I'm really thankful for that alone. And the second, first question, I'm sorry, the first question was, which who would I love to work with that I never worked with? Well, I mean, it would be a great test of my skills to see if I could, you know, not be distracted by Eva's beauty. If I, you know, if Noah could have a scene with you know, with Vienna. But really, I mean, like, I would love to work. I really would like to work with a lot of people. You know, just I love it when the stories, you know, intertwine. I think that's just makes it so much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I always love the scenes that Noah had with Dusty. I thought those were, you know, I really like working
fantastic.
With Grayson. And I think, you know, they're just kind of fun to watch those scenes because it's like these two characters who are so different, you know, but regardless have a history together.
No, I agree.
And,
Is that your only question?
Yep.
You got me, man. You want to ask some more? I'm here.
How cool is Marnie?
How cool is Marnie?
Yeah.
Marnie's great. Marnie's awesome. Really, like, you know, it's so funny because me and Marnie, you know, we only started working together recently, you know, really, you know. But we first hung out, I think, last year at Soapfest, really.
Right.
And it's, I don't know, she's so cool. I really love hanging out with her. She's great. I love coming to work and seeing her there.
I agree. Marnie's the best.
Yeah, she's a super cool lady.
Lady.
Okay, if that's it, I have some more callers, unless you have another question.
All good? I think he's all good.
I guess he's good, huh? All right, let's go to area code 405, and you're on the phone with Jake.
Hello, Jake.
Hi.
I'm Richard. I'm from Norman, Oklahoma.
Hey, Richard, how's it going?
Oh, I'm fine. I actually was off from work one day for the week, and I saw your first episode on As the World Turns before going to the YouTube clips.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's you just happened to watch that first episode, like, by chance?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
And I didn't even know that you was going to be playing Luke's love interest, because I didn't even know who Luke was at the time. But
well, I'm glad you started watching that day. I'm glad you took that day off.
Yeah, just because the where I work at, they always close like the week, like 4th of July and the week, Memorial Day week.
So you were it was good timing.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's up? You got any questions for me?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you know where Noah is living at this point?
Wait, at this point, what's airing? Noah is, I think he's in the dorms.
In the dorms?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A good question. It was slightly a mystery to me as well for a while. I was asked about that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now.
You think he was just living in a bus stop?
Huh?
Did you think he was just living in a bus stop?
Or living in on that bench.
Yeah, seriously. No, I think he was sleeping in Java.
Yeah. Okay. Now, my next question is, okay, I saw two audition tapes of yours. One of them is Aaron, and the other is Leo.
Wait, what do you mean, my audition tapes?
Well, they've got it was on orange .com. Someone put your audition tape and the ones that where you were playing Aaron and Leo.
You don't know anything about that, Jake?
No. I mean, I just think I was curious to know where it came from, because yeah, those were two audition tapes that I worked on, because they were, I was sending them. There were these for these two projects, and I was sending them out because I couldn't you know be there physically to meet with the you know the casting directors. That's just so funny that somebody found them. I don't mind at all.
Yeah, they're on. I didn't see the tapes, but I did see that they're on a website.
So funny.
Under your name.
Good.
I think it's jakesilberman.net.
Well, I hope they're good. what was your question?
Well, how was it? Was it fun actually doing those two?
Doing the auditions?
Yeah, doing those two auditions.
Yeah, I mean, I always have fun auditioning. I have fun playing, you know, I have fun acting. So, I mean, I have to treat an audition as like a mini performance.
Yeah, because whenever I was looking at it, it's like, whoa, because it's like, I know that one that's like,
hello?
Did we lose you?
I think he's gone. Hello?
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I think he was going to ask, I don't know, it seemed like he was going the direction of something specific about, well, I don't know. I do have a lot of fun doing auditions, and they are different than Noah, I think is what he was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit jarring for him. But yeah, I mean, that's part of the gig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing Noah. I love playing other, you know, other characters as well.
Right. Well, just there's people in the chat room saying that you should know that the website is using your audition tapes as their examples for advertising. So just check it out. I think that it's jakesilberman.net or vanhansis.net. So just, you know, when you get a minute, look it up. So you
sure.
See what's going on out there. Anyway, it's I'm going to another area code, but I have to reiterate here. Barb is in the chat room, who is helping Mr. Bob Dinney put this whole Rock the Soap cruise together. It's only a $250 deposit that holds your room if you choose to book the cruise, which is very affordable for many, many people. And we're doing the Refer a Friend program. Then there's a 10% discount from JetBlue. So there's a lot of ways that you could do it. 3 months paid off. Huh?
Economy. A lot of ways to cut the cost in this economy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And definitely go onto soapnet.com and enter the contest to win for free. You win a free cruise for yourself and a friend. So definitely go check that out. So I threw that in there at the 15-minute mark we got left. So let's go to another caller. Area code 845, I believe that's Rockland County, New York.
Oh, hey there. This is Roger Newcomb.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
Yeah, there's some website with those audition tapes. Anyway, you're very funny. Nobody knew. Noah's rather dry. But,
yeah.
I wanted to know, how do you feel about being named Soap Opera Digest's most boring character of all soaps? You know, Noah. I know you have a good sense of humor, so I thought it would be good for people to hear that your take on that.
No, I do think. I mean, I remember reading. I only felt bad because I was with my mom, and she had brought out this thing, and she was like, "You're on the cover, but you're not in this thing. I don't get it." I was like, "Oh, that's strange." And I turned this page, and I was like, "Yeah, Mom, I'm in the cover that says Noah's most boring character." No, but I think it's funny. I don't agree that he's the most boring character, but I do think it's a funny thing to be called, and I don't know. I don't take it personally in any way, because I think, you know, I'm playing Noah the way I think that makes sense, and I think he's been through a lot, and I don't know. I think if one kind of goes through the history of him and where he's come from, what he's gone through. I don't think they would call him boring, but, you know, everybody's got their own opinion.
He's absolutely not even close to the most boring character on your own show. So definitely not the entire soap world, but I guess that's one thing. I was just saying, like, someday when you're a big film star, you can look back and say, hey, I was once the most boring character in all of soap. So.
Oh, I cut that thing out. That's my fridge. I cut that. I think it's hysterical. I mean, you know, yeah. There's no other way to look at it. You know, it's just. I gotta say, it's just funny. I kind of like, you know, there could have been better things to, you know, at least I made a list.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah, none of the fans think you're boring. Anyway, all right,
Roger, I really do appreciate you bringing it up and saying that and pointing that out. That really does mean a lot.
I'm just going to perpetuate the boring thing forever, and I'm looking for a shirt with big, boring letters on it for you, too.
Since I started, I kind of came back to work, and I was showing everybody that. I was like, yeah, so get ready. I'm going to do everything I can to be not boring. I went in there. I was just waving my arms around and, you know, squawking like a bird. And they were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Well, this isn't boring, right?" I don't think it'll make Final Cut. Don't worry.
All right, man. Happy holidays and go Sixers.
Go Knicks.
Take care.
Thanks, Roger.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Roger. Okay, I read that, but I didn't want to bring it up. Okay.
No, really, I almost brought it up myself.
Okay, well, look, there's nobody in this chat room that thinks you're boring, so we don't really care what they say.
Well, I appreciate that.
Whatever is what I say. How about that? Area
code
617, you're on the phone with Jake.
Hi, Jake, it's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom, I'm good. How are you?
Okay, it's interesting that I was on after Roger talking about Noah being boring. Is that on the websites, I think I've told you this at the Nukapalooza party last year, is that one of the things that I do on that website is that I write a story from Noah's point of view. So I have to sort of take the storyline as they write it and flesh it out to sort of let people know what Noah is thinking. And it's been quite a challenge.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, it would be tough. There's so many. I think there's many different interpretations you can make.
It's they don't give us enough. I mean, even right now, a lot of us feel that we don't know enough about what Noah is going through. That too much of the storyline is centered on Luke, as it sort of tends to be. And if you were writing the parts of the storyline we're seeing now, sort of like at this point we're still seeing the downfall and the separation, what would you write for sort of why Noah is acting as he is? And it seems people seem a little bit lost as to why he's doing what he's doing.
Well, I think you kind of got to, you know, you have to remember what they've kind of just come off with. You know, what they've just kind of surpassed. I think it's just really difficult to, you know, Noah just kind of came out, you know, he's still, I believe he's still dealing with that. And, you know, he kind of goes through lapses where he can kind of, you know, be free mentally and spiritually. But I think he relapses every now and then and really struggles and I think to deal with somebody else's problems, you know, he's there and he'll support him, but he'll only support somebody who's willing, you know, to kind of admit that there's a problem. And I think Luke's only just now starting to do that.
And also something that I see on it is that with Noah is that nobody really sees a lot of happiness in his earlier life, that with Winston as a father, sort of how could he have had a happy childhood?
Oh, and no way did he have a happy childhood, no way.
No way. And that's part of the stuff that I've written. I've taken Noah to some pretty dark places when he talks about his childhood.
Ooh.
And it seems that that one of the issues that I see here is that Noah really never had anybody that he could have complete faith in. His own father let him down in the most monstrous way possible. And it seems to me that I like the way that you're playing it. It does sort of seem that Noah feels somewhat betrayed by Luke, that he sort of idolized Luke or looked up to him and didn't expect to see a downfall like this. And do you see enough in the dialogue that they give you to sort of play it in that direction?
Well, totally. I think so much of what happened recently with you know, the whole with Luke getting expelled, I think, and you know, the reasons why that happened, I think a lot of that does come from, yeah, I think Noah kind of has held Luke up to perhaps a higher standard than other than people should be held. But, you know, and I think the roles have kind of switched for them. I think now Luke's kind of the troubled one, and Noah's trying to be the moral compass for him.
And I'm definitely seeing that.
Yeah.
And something that I want to ask about your performance, I've watched soaps and for a lot of years, and one thing that I sort of always cringe at is when an actor is in the situation where they need to cry. And most actors just go over the top, and it gets very uncomfortable. So when I saw that scene last year when Noah had wanted to move into the wanted to get the apartment and then move into the farm, and then said, oh, he's going to cry. And your performance that day just blew me away. I thought that it was simply spectacular the way you handled that scene. It was so visceral, so emotional, and so real. And it's like I was a fan of yours before, and if I hadn't been, that really set it for me. I said, this guy has a supreme talent here. And just want to know, sort of, do you think that having to cry on camera, is that the toughest emotion to act? And if it isn't, what's tougher?
I mean, crying isn't an emotion, you know, so I think when it says cry, I mean, I try to honor that to an extent, but I don't try to get hung up on that because hopefully for everybody it should come from an organic place and don't feel like, I mean, there are extenuating circumstances, but if your experience of it is, you know, perhaps different than what is intended by the writer. I mean, I don't know. It's difficult. I mean, because I think it's one thing if it's clearly written that you know, a character is upset, but when they say cry, that's like a specific, that's a point that you have to reach that is usually a little bit more difficult for people to reach than laughing. I don't know. For me, I don't know if it's, I mean, I appreciate your words about that scene. I don't know. I can't really. I hope that answer was an answer in some way, because I don't know how to answer really further.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom. We only have 1 minute left.
Okay.
So I appreciate
Tom,
you
really
calling
pleasure.
In with
I appreciate
your questions.
It.
And Jake, I just have to tell you that we now have almost 100 people coming to New York for the luncheon. So there are a lot of people that are just looking forward to the chance to see you there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Band.
I'm thrilled. I'm
so we're thrilled too.
Well, I
it's
hope we get
pleasure.
People
so
in
much.
The chat room over here to book Rock the Soap Crew so they can go hang out with Jake. Go to rockthesoap.com and see all the details. Go to soapnet.com so you can enter the sweepstakes and have a chance to hang out with Jake and Van and Bob and everybody from All My Children. You got some Kelly Monaco and a whole bunch of other people coming on the cruise. It's a guaranteed good time. Jake?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Everybody, I hope
so
to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and everybody in the chat room is saying thank you for tonight. Definitely love to have you back. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Anytime, my pleasure. And thanks everybody for listening and chatting via the fingertips.
Wonderful.
And, I hope to see you guys soon.
All right, Jake. Have a great night. Great holidays.
You too, everybody. Have
All
a
right.
good one.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Stardish Radio. I would just like to say to the Stardish listeners, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays for those of you not celebrating Christmas. And I hope your holidays are very merry and bright.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station.